Hello everyone, this is Rafat Mahmoud Zaini and welcome to the Ice Cream of Success podcast. This episode is titled, Savoring Beauty is a Blessing. Many of you, dear listeners, expressed interest in learning the story behind the phrase, Savoring Beauty is a Blessing, which I turned into a hashtag about 9 years ago at the beginning of my PhD journey. The roots goes as far as my childhood. However, this framing did not materialize until much later, 40 years later to be specific, which probably is what it takes for some insights to develop and crystallize. I don't recall when I found my interest in the arts. Still, I recognize myself in elementary school drawing pages upon pages of home decor and different furniture distributions, and I would imagine stories to go along with them. Most of them revolved around Egyptian drama series, which we used to watch after the nightly news. I wouldn't say I liked when the nightly news took longer than usual or covered special events, because this meant I had to go to bed and skip watching the episode. I was fascinated by all sorts of colors and designs, whether in furniture, fashion, or even makeup. My mother used to assign me the task of tidying up the guest's room, which is the sacred room of the house where we host our guests and have the best furniture pieces. It is the showroom of every household. It was a job I thoroughly enjoyed. I also poked my head into my mother's evening outfits and assisted with applying makeup. I feel sorry for her when I look back at some of her pictures. You might assume that I'm great at drawing, but on the contrary, it was the most difficult subject at school. But that's a story for another time. I believe that explained my aversion to any major requiring drawing, such as art or architecture. Instead, I went for mechanical engineering, only to find that mechanical engineering came with the need to design machine components and produce many technical drawings. Still, I did not see beauty in any of them. After graduating, I revived my love for interior design, and I took a long-distance interior design course. My first significant project was arranging and choosing furniture and accessories for our newlywed apartment. I continued my hobby in collaboration with my wife after that. We worked with our relatives, who permitted us to impart beautiful touches in their homes. Over time, I sensed a gap between art, science, and engineering, especially in the way it was taught or its end products. I did not feel any sense of beauty in them. The appearance of beautiful gadgets, such as the iPhone and Apple products in general, made me notice industrial design as the bridge between engineering and the arts. Johnny Ive, the iconic Apple designer, opened my eyes to the domain of industrial design. I remember how happily surprised I was by a sign at the entrance of WPI, Worcester Polytechnic Institute, that stated School of the Arts and Sciences. This was reflected in the college integrated teaching of the arts, business, science, and engineering. At that moment, I found what I was looking for. In my study of innovative organizations, I was taught by brilliant professors who made us present projects in the form of movies, paintings, or even plays. Eventually, they did not make us do it, they just gave us the permission to do that. During the Managing Creativity in Organizations class, we did exercises that involved observing streets, walls, ceilings, and other areas of unexpected beauty for inspiration. We were to document our observations and then discuss them in class. I used to take pictures of those spots and post them on my Instagram account with the hashtag Savoring Beauty is a Blessing. After doing the exercise for a while, I was delightfully surprised by the number of beautiful details that we potentially overlook in the most unusual places. This includes objects and living creatures and their interactions. Some beauty appears in subtle ways, such as the sound of a word, a melody, a delicious bite, a playful breeze, or a bright smile. It goes unnoticed unless we slow down to savor it and admire simple yet intricate details rather than searching for the elusive grandeur. I felt a powerfully emotional and lasting soothing effect from that exercise. And so, that's how the phrase savoring beauty is a blessing came to life. I wish that my story answered your question, dear listeners. I invite you to share the habit of savoring the beauty and use the hashtag to spread awareness and further enrich your life and others. Thank you.